Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
Mario Courtney Lopez here, back in the driver's seat for the next few hours. Fun guest today, Mirrorball champion and Marvel superhero actress Xochitl Gomez.
We'll also learn a new life hack and share your comments. So hit us up in our mentions now. You are on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez with details on the biggest night in fashion.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So the Met Gala, kind of like the Super Bowl for fashion, and Halloween all mixed into one. Vogue has just announced this year's theme, Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. Now, they never really stick to the theme. They just have a theme just for the sake of having a theme, but they don't really stick to it, nor does it ever really make sense. So we'll see how they interpret it. The celebrity co-chairs are J.Lo, Zendaya, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth. So random.
What does that mean, they're the co-chairs?
I guess they're like...
They're technically like the host, right?
Like the honorees, like the host. Chris Hemsworth, though, didn't see that coming. He doesn't seem to be kind of into this thing.
Well, Bad Bunny last year, remember he had his back out?
He's all into it. He's a little zesty in his outfits.
Well, I know who spray tanned him, too. So we'll get to all those outfits on Monday, May 6th.
Really?
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Yo, Mario, Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today.
ABC has season 6 of The Rookie. Good for them. The team must try to understand why they were targeted and if there is a bigger plan in place.
Shout out to our boy, Eric Winter. Wondering if The Rookie is still, in fact, a rookie and this is just one long season.
He had to be elevated at this point, right?
He's got to be like sergeant at least.
You've been there 6 years.
They've also got the 7th and final season of The Good Doctor. Sean adjusts to parenthood as he returns to the hospital.
Like a good doctor. Mario Courtney Lopez here, and Usher enjoying the aftermath of his Super Bowl halftime show. His streams are up 550%. Okay.
The song, though, that is getting the biggest boost is Caught Up, which surged 2,000%.
That's the actual lyrics, too. Good job, honey. All right, let's get back to the music. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez, time to learn a new life hack. What is the topic today at Courtney's Corner?
Well, this is the most efficient way to clean a house, according to the pros. Ah. Nobody wants to spend all day cleaning. I know I don't. Well, here's the most efficient way to do it. First, declutter a room. If you're always stopping to move things, you'll only waste time. Focus on that one room, declutter it, and then go. Then dust. You go top to bottom, left to right, once with a dry duster, once with a damp microfiber cloth.
Or a wet wipe. I'm a big fan of the wet wipes.
Okay, to each his own. Don't worry about getting dust and dirt on the ground because you will vacuum last.
Yeah,
people who vacuum first,
come on,
you're serial killers. For your stainless steel appliances, microwave a damp cloth for a few seconds, then wipe them down. For bathrooms, use wet magic erasers for tubs and tile.
Wow, you're getting in there.
I know. And save the mirrors and glass shower doors for last. Here's a pro tip. Turn off the lights above your mirrors. The heat from the bulbs will cause streaks.
Oh, that is a good tip.
You're welcome.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Cordy Lopez here. You might want to set a reminder on your TV for Monday, April 1st. That's when the iHeartRadio Music Awards are coming to Fox.
Voting is now open for 9 categories, including TikTok Bop of the Year. Doja Cat is going to be tough to beat in that one. So you can see all the nominees and cast your votes at onwithmario.com/awards.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Very excited to talk to today's guest, actress Selche Gomez, who is the current Dancing with the Stars champ. She's wrapped up her time on the live tour. We're going to find out about it next. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. The reigning Dancing with the Stars champion, actress Selche Gomez. Welcome to the show. So nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you for having me again.
Yes, very proud of you. I'm happy you won. And I know you just wrapped up your Dancing with the Stars live dates. How'd you like going on tour?
Oh, my gosh. Going to tour was crazy. It was a lot of fun, but also a lot of hard work. Just because you are dancing 2 hours every night, 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. We have one day off. And sometimes even on the day off, you're doing rehearsals for like a couple hours. So it was definitely a different type of an endurance test, but I'm glad I did it because I don't think I'll ever go on a tour again like that. So I'm just glad to say that I can kind of, you know, relate to the musicians on that tour life.
Yeah, yeah. Check it off the bucket list, of course. Who'd you bond with on the bus?
Well, I've already bonded quite a bit with Val, but I think we've even gone to a further extent to the fact that I got to see him morning, middle of the day, night, all of the above. So yeah. Him, of course, and then also just the pros in general. Like, you don't realize when you're on the show, you're competing against them, you know? And so now when you're on tour, you're not competing against them. So you get to like hang out and like be friends, and it's like super flowy and fun. And it was actually pretty nice to get to bond with them all.
Yeah, it's like a big recital at this point now.
Yeah, basically.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, but we got to take a little break. I'm going to come back with Selche Gomez in just a moment.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez here, hanging out with Mirrorball champion actress Selche Gomez. And you got a movie in the works called Ursa Major. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so that is a sci-fi kind of thriller action movie. And I'm really excited about that one. We got some pretty great people attached to that. Jessica Biel and Kid Cudi. And also the directors, these two brothers, they've got a very excitement, enthusiasm about the movie. So it just made me really excited. Yeah.
And what about the Marvel Universe? When are we going to see America Chavez again? Did I lose you?
Zoom is not working now.
Oh, I was like, oh, damn, that was good.
I love that you absolutely fooled
him. You tricked me. I trusted you. Killing me. All right. If you can't say anything, that's cool. That's good. That's a good sign that you can't say anything. That's a good sign because that means there's something in the works. Wow. That might have been some of your best acting.
You might actually be up for a Lopez-y award
now. Yeah, that might be your best. She pump faked me right there. Yeah. I'm like, well, because we do have issues sometimes. Yeah. That's why. If we didn't have issues.
I saw through it immediately.
Yeah, right. Mario Lopez here. My guest today is actress Selche Gomez. And I like that your parents still live in Echo Park. My parents still live in Chula Vista, where I grew up, too. There's some good places to eat there right now. You got a place? You got a favorite place?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Quarter Sheets Pizza is insane. And then Low Boy is also insane.
What's Low Boy?
That's like burgers. They have like burgers.
Pizzas and burgers. You know Mexican food right there? Damn.
Well, there's Guisados. Like Guisados is like right there. And I know the people. Like they're awesome. I love them. They got the hookup. But if you're looking for like a good like place to like bring all your friends, there's this place called Bakari.
Bakari. Oh, wait. I heard about that. All right.
I took Val there. And I think this is going to be the only thing that actually keeps Val in touch with me. Because he literally the day after, like I said goodbye to him after tour, and he goes, we have to go back to that Bakari place. Like it was called Bakari, right? I'm like, the fact that I know this location and I know the actual true name means that he'll come back.
What did you blindfold him when you took him?
I don't know if he even remembers like where it was, but he kept like saying like that one place, like I want to go back to that one place. I'm like,
Bakari, what is that? Is that Italian? Is that Mexican food? What is that?
What is it? It's like Mediterranean.
Random. All right. Well, hold on. I got to play some more music right now. Yo, Mario Lopez. I got Xochitl Gomez on Zoom with me, the latest Dancing with the Stars champion. And you're going to be turning 18 in a couple months, huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Are you excited about that or not?
No. When I turned 13, I cried because I turned into a teen. Like, that was the, like, the real line that you are now a teen. And now
well, you're still a teen, by the way.
No, it's just like, why? I don't like, there's so many more responsibilities now that you're 18. Like, when you're 18, you have to be this level of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm still a teen. Like, there's a teen still involved.
Most people have apparently not got that memo because
that is a refreshing take because people are in a rush to grow up.
Yeah.
I'm like you.
I've lived my entire life. I've always wanted to stay like 10 years old. 10 years old is like the sweet spot, you know?
10, ten. I don't.
No
10
real responsibilities other than school.
Yeah, other than
responsibilities,
school.
Yet, like, you're also like maturing a little bit. So, like, you should, you know, you should be taking responsibility of things, but also it's okay. You can get a slide. Like, if things go wrong, it's okay. You're 10. You're fine.
I like your style. I like your style, except when you lie to me. I like it. All right, I got one more thing I want to ask you. We got to take a little break. I'm going to wrap it up with Xochitl Gomez in just a moment.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here, wrapping things up with today's guest, Xochitl Gomez. And how many brothers and sisters you got?
Zero.
You're the only child?
Yeah.
Dang. You got a boyfriend?
No.
You don't got, because you want to stay 10, so you don't want to be having boyfriends, huh? She liked that one.
I can't. This is crazy.
I was waiting on her to freeze again.
Do you still live with mom and dad? Do you still live with mom and dad? Or you got your own place?
Yeah.
She's 17.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because she said she's in Silver Lake and mom and dad are in Echo Park.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
No. I still live with my mom and my dad.
Good for you.
I'm too scared to, like, live on my own.
Yeah, I know. H.
Yeah, and that's a lot of responsibilities.
Why go pay rent? I like your style, Xochitl. I like your style. So nice seeing you. Hopefully, I'll get to see you in person.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to. You're in the line.
Well, go, hey, I may run into a Bakari. See what's up. Meanwhile, you can follow Xochitl on IG at _Xochitl.Gomez. What's up? You can't get your name?
Just Xochitl Gomez is taken up.
Dang, I'm sure you gotta look into that. But meanwhile, at _Xochitl.Gomez, if you can remember that. Thanks for hanging out, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and we're celebrating J-Lo's new album, This Is Me Now, with one of our coolest sweepstakes. One lucky listener is going to win a trip for two to Vegas. When you get there, we're going to send you to see J-Lo live, front row seats. Then we're going to take you backstage to share a toast with Jenny. And on top of all that, she's going to plan the ultimate date night for you.
Big thanks to Live Nation for providing the prizes. All you have to do to enter is open up your iHeartRadio app, listen to this station, and the entry form should just pop up. We've got more information at onwithmario.com. Good luck.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's get to your comments. What'd you find in our mentions, honey?
This is from at Melissa's Pantry, and she said, kids just don't give a dang anymore. My granddaughter just said, Grandma, if you die, who will make me dinner?
You know what? Valid question. Valid question. Kids don't. I always said, and I made a meme the other day, if you want the truth, just ask a kid or a drunk. Yeah, kids be like, why are you so ugly? Then do a cartwheel. Which is so funny, because that's exactly, anyone who has kids know that that's how they behave. But God bless them. You'll get the truth.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to celebrate some birthdays today. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Olivia Rodrigo from the song Vampire, Driver's License.
Olivia Rodrigo from the Inland Empire here in L.A.
From the IE.
I'm going to say she's 23.
22.
21. Rihanna, Umbrella. She performed last year's halftime show.
She once asked me, how's the baby? In her accent. I'll never forget. It's so cute.
Rihanna is 30.
Rihanna's 32.
36.
Oh.
36. From Whiplash and the second reboot of Fantastic Four that also failed, Miles Teller.
And
also,
Top
he was
Gun.
In Maverick. He was in Maverick.
Yeah.
Miles Teller is 42.
I think he's telling me he is 43.
Well, he told you a lie because he's 37.
Oh.
A lot of miles on that teller.
Yeah.
Wow, he's only 37.
Cindy Crawford, famous model. Was that the only poster you had on your wall?
Only poster I've ever had.
Yeah, that's right.
Only crush that I'll ever claim from when I was a kid. Cindy Crawford. And then she ended up having a beautiful daughter, top it all off. How extra is that?
Her daughter looks just like her.
Just looks
like
what I'm
a mini me version of her.
That's a player move. You spawn another daughter that's pretty.
Cindy Crawford is 63.
No. Cindy Crawford is only 58.
What's your dad guess?
56.
58 is correct.
Ah, I got it right. Look at that.
Mario Lopez will be right back.
Mario Courtney Lopez here, and there's something to celebrate every single day. What's today's holiday?
It is National Muffin Day.
Oh, love me a muffin.
What kind?
I don't discriminate. I like them all. I like blueberry. I like banana nut. I like pumpkin.
Do you only eat the top of the muffins?
No. That was a rumor Elizabeth Berkley started to say back in the day.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait.
Did
wait,
she
I,
really start that
she,
rumor?
She
I literally was just asking you.
She said the top of the muffins and leave them there. She likes to tell that story anytime she's doing an interview.
Mario I'm actually
just
likes inclined.
To take
well, that
I'm
question triggered
it.
Something because I literally was just asking if you're
I
top.
Thought, I thought you heard her.
No.
She literally says it all the time. And I'm like, I'm not a muffin stealer.
Because I like
the
top.
Muffin.
I like the top.
Oh, see? She likes to tell that story for somebody. I'm like, I may have done that one time when I was at a rush or something. She likes that. Mario loves to steal the tops of the muffins.
He never eats the bottoms of muffins.
It's so weird. Mario Courtney Lopez here with a quick reminder about the 2024 iHeart Podcast Awards coming at you from South by Southwest in Austin this year. Looking at the nominees for Best Ad Read, and it's a tough matchup.
There's Conan O'Brien, Rob Lowe, and Jason Bateman's crew at SmartList. Your votes will decide Podcast of the Year, so head over to onwithmario.com/podcastawards and vote.
You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez with details of the next big music biopic.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So Ridley Scott has Gladiator 2 coming to theaters in November. I'm fired up about that. I love the original Gladiator with Russell Crowe. However, before that, he's already got his next film lined up, a biopic about the Bee Gees. Ooh, this is good. The documentary was great. It's going to be produced by Barry Gibb, the last surviving member. Paramount is releasing it, and they just had a box office win with the Bob Marley biopic, which just sort of focused on a slice of his life, like a couple years. Kingsley Benadire was telling us who plays them. So the Bee Gees, so talented. I wonder what part of life, I'm assuming the disco era, but who knows?
Yes, the doc was awesome, so the movie should be awesome too.
I'm going to check it out.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with your first look at season 3 of Girls 5 Eva. Peacock had canceled it, but Netflix wanted more.
Sarah Bareilles, Busy Phillips, and the rest of the ladies have recorded a new album, Returnity, and are ready for their comeback. New episodes drop on March 14th, but you can see the trailer now at onwithmario.com.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Let's take a look at what's trending on the website.
Taylor Swift drops the cover of her new album.
Oh, okay.
Amy Schumer speaks out after fans were concerned for her health.
Oh, I was not aware of that. Hope she's okay.
Gwen Stefani shows off the latest bling that Blake Shelton gave her.
Take it easy, Blake. Making us look bad.
Thank you. Go buy me something. See what everyone's talking about at onwithmario.com.
You're all with Mario and Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. If you're tired of paying for all the different streaming services, it looks like they're going to start to consolidate. I was hoping this would happen. Peacock and Paramount Plus have had some early discussions about merging. Nothing definite yet. Oh, that's good because watch a lot of Paramount Plus and Peacock for that matter. And ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers are joining forces on the ultimate one-stop sports streamer. Oh, that's going to be huge because a lot of fights, both boxing and MMA, are going to be on that. This is going to be so much better. It's just too much.
Well, I'm still confused, so I have no idea what's going on.
So a lot of the stream, you know,
so I understand, but I still don't like if they combine them. It's still there's too many.
Well, that's why, honey. They're going to combine them and not
have
as many.
It should just be one. What, all for one and one for all.
You can't, you, like a good three is good as opposed to 13.
Isn't that the song that Sting, Brian Adams, and Rod Stewart did?
More Mario Lopez coming up.
All right, we're out of here, but we're back tomorrow with a new case in Courtney's court.
Plus all the latest Hollywood buzz. Until then, this is Mario and Courtney Lopez saying goodnight.
On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.